This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Second hour underway. Chris Berg sitting in for Scott Hennon today. Brought to you by our friend Hot Tub Vinny and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Hey, you know it's when it's going to be 90 or so as we're looking at Father's Day weekend. Hard to think about a hot tub or a sauna. How about a splash pool? Got a small backyard. You come and set that bad boy up. By noon, you're swimming by dinner. That's how that works. Yeah, I mean, and great. The thing that. And, of course, in the winter months here, you will not find a better experience than a hot spring spa or a Finley Osana. They can set one up in your garage, infrared or the traditional, if you like the water over the rocks. And you'll plug it right into the wall and set up a Finley Osana. Or if you got a bigger space, accommodate any up to 8 people. Fantastic. And a great wellness tool. Hot spring spa, Finley Osana. If that internal temp rising, you kill some toxins, kill some bugs. More at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Offices in Grand Forks, Fargo, and Bismarck.
Great stuff. Hey, Chris Berg here sitting in for the one and only Scott Hennon on What's on Your Mind. For everyone that's calling into the show, thank you. Stay with us. Coming up in the next segment, we will get to the phone calls. Just so you know ahead of time, number to call into the show is 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. One of the questions that I'm asking you today, one of the theses I'm going to put out in the next segment is how do we as a nation completely, and I mean completely and forever, eradicate school shootings? Think outside the
box. Mr. Kotap.
I would ask you a question on that. I'll just ask you one. What did we do after 9/11 to prevent airlines from being hijacked? Because I don't think we've had any domestic hijacking episodes any since 9/11, really, since the...
There was the guy that flew into Michigan that had the stuff in his shoe or his underwear, but it's been diminished dramatically.
So it's just whatever they did, what happened there? How did that... Secured the airports, maybe? How about...
Search everybody?
Secure the schools?
Have you been through TSA lately, though?
Oh.
I mean, dude, I almost had to call the cops. I felt like I was violated.
Hello.
I was can someone HR, please?
I mean, look at you.
All right, we will get to your phone calls in the next segment. Joining us now, he is running for this. I don't totally understand all this stuff, so I'll let him explain it. But it's called the East Central Judicial District Judgeship Number 4. Mr. David Chapman, great immigration attorney as well. It's good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Good, Chris.
So let's talk about running for a judgeship, like. Why should people vote for you tomorrow?
Well, after 25 years being in this community, I've enjoyed my practice as a private lawyer. I've had a varied practice with a lot of experience, and I just decided it was time to give back. And so I'm kind of drawing on the roots of what took me to law school to begin with. When I was an undergraduate, I was studying history and economics. And that was at the time of the Robert Bork hearings back in the mid-80s. And when I watched those hearings, I thought, you know, it made sense what they were talking about, that judges don't legislate, that we send our legislators to government to legislate based on their conscience and their experience and what they think is best for the community, that it is up to the judges to enforce the law. And so that's what took me to law school, and it's what kind of got me through law school and also through my career as well. It's been a philosophy that I've held in terms of keeping the courts within their boundaries, within the jurisdiction that's set for them in our Constitution, both state Constitution and also the federal Constitution as well.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? Because it seems to me that we've also had our now executive branch, our legislative branch, sort of just defer to the 9 black robes to essentially legislate. So what do you see your lane to be as a judge?
Well, it's enforcing the law as opposed to making law. You don't legislate from the bench. That's not the job of the courts. Within our republic, we're set up with a legislative branch that makes those laws, an executive branch that implements them, and a judicial branch that interprets them and enforces them. And the rules that I have supported and followed throughout my career are rules that are designed to keep the judicial branch within the confines of the boundaries that are given to them. And I think we improve the administration of justice when the judiciary recognizes their role within our republic.
I think it's interesting you said, hey, I'm running to be a judge to give back. Talk a little bit more about that, please.
Well, I've enjoyed a great deal of benefits. I mean, think about it. You know, everyone says, hey, in America, you can be pretty much anything you want to be. And for me, I came to this country from Canada originally. Had nothing, knew nobody, and I've enjoyed a great career here and tremendous success. My family's enjoyed that success as well. And at this stage of my career, it's kind of, I mean, I'm getting to be 55 this year, so I'm sort of at that stage where I want to give something back.
David, I have a question for you. If let's say you're on the bench and there's a case coming before and you're going to pick a jury. Okay, the prosecution is there, the defense is there, right? They equally weigh in on each juror, possibly for the pool, et cetera, et cetera. At any point, would you tell the defense, you guys leave. You don't get to pick anybody. We're just going to let the prosecution, because I'm referencing what's going on with this January 6th kangaroo court that we're seeing. Can you? You've got to be shaking your head to a ridiculous level that, first of all, the jury is handpicked, and the defense didn't get anything to say about who's on it.
Right. Well, I can't really comment on specific situations, but I can tell you that the defense and the prosecution are both present during the picking of a jury because that's part of the full and fair trial that we guarantee under our Constitution,
yes.
Especially when it comes to criminal charges. We really need to look very carefully in terms of how we deal with the criminal justice system. Because, you know, as Justice Scalia said, you know, we're talking about denying somebody their liberty, and that's very serious in terms of our Constitution and our society.
Amen.
And it goes to the whole characteristic of ordered liberty to have rules that keep people within certain boundaries within our society, because otherwise you have anarchy.
So let me ask you this, because we were talking about this earlier today with these red flag laws, and walk us through if a TRO is executed, a temporary restraining order, and he's suggesting that there's going to be a hearing. What's it called when you're unable to represent yourself in a hearing? Sin?
If you're representing yourself, pro se?
No, if you're not. Like, they have hearings, but I'm not able to even show up to those kind of hearings. What's the name again?
Ex parte.
Ex parte, thank you. So is that the kind of hearing that is going to be a part of these red flag laws, where there's going to be a hearing, but I don't even get to show up and defend myself, or...?
Well, the way I understand it in some states, and I can't comment really on North Dakota, because I don't even believe it was discussed, but we haven't actually put one in place at this
point.
So in those states that have them, any kind of ex parte hearing in our justice system involves an emergency. And there has to be something that's expedient that requires the denial of the ability to have that person present at the hearing. But even when they do that, it's only a short-term thing. The legislature's put in place schemes where within X number of days, you have the opportunity to have that hearing. So if there was some expedient reason for somebody to seize a weapon under a red flag law, you generally see that due process provided within a period of time.
So there is due process, but would they take my gun before my opportunity for due process? So essentially, I've got to prove my innocence rather than innocent until proven guilty, correct?
Well, and all the states have different laws that have these red flag laws. But I think, and one part of this is what Justice Alito discussed in this draft opinion concerning Roe versus Wade that's coming down, or that was leaked to the public. He said that the understanding of liberty within our society is different amongst everybody. And the real key is to look at ordered liberty. And when you look at ordered liberty, freedom in its pure form is much like what the philosopher Kant discussed back in the 18th century it was. He said that in its pure form, it's anarchy. It's survival of the fittest. Everybody makes their own choices and exercises their freedom. It's the strongest survive. Whereas ordered liberty is, no, everybody has an equal right to freedom. So we have those boundaries in place and laws and due process to maintain that equilibrium between the exercise of freedom.
I think we've got about roughly 40 seconds left or so. So again, if you're just joining us, David Chapman, he's running for the judgeship here in, it's called District Number 4, I believe. So
yeah, Judgeship Number 4.
Just so people can understand as they get out and vote, what is that, what's that area? And just, I'll give you a last chance for a commercial to say, hey, vote for me because?
It covers every county for Steele, Trail, and Cass counties, the central judicial district. And the judges have equal jurisdiction within those districts to hear cases. And they actually switch off in terms of going to different towns to hear cases as well. So in terms of supporting me, you know, all I can say is basically my experience is what I put on the line. I've deliberately tried to stay away from, hey, vote for me based on you happen to see my name out there in public, as opposed to go to my Facebook page, take a look at my resume and my experience. That's what I stand on.
Great stuff. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Good to see you again, David Chapman. Get out and vote tomorrow. It's the primer. We come back. How do we completely eradicate school shootings once and for all? Your phone calls, my thesis, all that and more coming up right after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixes, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puffed, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. I love that lick. Yeah, I couldn't tell you how many times I played that in the band days. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
I bet.
Yeah, cool, man. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Let me tell you what. If you're looking for really great scratch home cooking that you can take with you, that's what we always talk about with homemade grab-and-go convenience. Today's lunch special is Monday. You're up in Euland, Salisbury Steak. Today, Glenn is serving up the pulled pork that they do very well. Chicken fettuccine on NP Avenue. Beefy Noodle Hot Dish on 12th Avenue. West Main's got mac and beef with the country fried steak. The meatballs in Harwood and Valley City, meatloaf or the scallop potatoes. And you can always go with the 4 for $4 personal pan pizza, 20-ounce pop, and two of those great cookies for $4 every day, all day, with the best fuel prices. I know fuel prices are, but they do what they can. They shop around. They work hard to get you the price breaks they do. So just learn more at PetroServeUSA.com. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Welcome back. Chris Berg sitting in for Scott Henin today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, North Dakota primary, plus it's Flag Day, plus it's President Trump's birthday. So tomorrow we're going to have a ton of fun on the show. The question for this segment that we want to get to is, what could we do as a nation to completely eradicate school shootings? We'd love to know your point of view as well. You can call into the show, 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. I'm going to lay this out here with a couple questions, and then we'll get to my thesis on this. And one thing I would ask all of you is, when you think about these school shootings that have taken place, the mass school shootings, what's the one thing that every single one of these shooters have in common? Kevin, Todd, the radio guy, if you want to jump in, but what's the one thing that all these mass shooters have in common in their background? Even get a little bit more description there.
Antidepressants,
in their background.
SSRI medications?
Often one of the things that's very, very common, but what was obviously the impetus for them to even be on those in the first place?
Bullying. I don't know.
I think one of the most common themes, broken
homes. Broken homes, exactly.
Lack of fathers in those homes. Broken homes, lack of fathers in those homes, right? That's probably one of the most common denominators. And now, you look at what's happening in our nation and what gets incentivized today because of inflation, the inflation situation in our nation, you got to have both parents typically out working just to make ends meet. We had a gentleman on earlier today. I've got 8 kids. My kids were homeschooled. What we need is some sort of school choice voucher system. And here's my point, is that what if, think about this for a moment, what if we actually incentivized and paid parents to homeschool? Now you've got an income stream coming in for the family, right? Doesn't mean that just one parent needs to stay home, but you can sort of switch off. Both parents can take turns. You're around your kids. What happens here now is you actually are unifying the family. You've got an income stream coming in to educate your kids. And let's be honest, is the education system working today? The answer is no. We no longer live in an industrial revolution. Those days are over. Why sit your kid in a desk and tell him what to do when we should be creating young people that know how to think, right? They know how to think and use their brain, work in teams. You can build small cohorts within your community. So you homeschool your son or daughter. You build small cohorts so these kids can go and work together with smaller units, just like you typically do in an office, or maybe you're going to be an entrepreneur. And imagine for a moment what we would do to reestablish the unification of the family. Parents are distressed out. You know exactly what's going into your kids. I call it a field, their brain, what kind of sort of seeds are being planted. And no longer are you sending your son or daughter to this liberation reservation where kids are being just, I mean, pounded with cultural biased information. So I think it's, obviously, it's my thesis, so I think it's a brilliant concept, brilliant idea to actually have some restoration here in our nation. And I know, Kevin, you wanted to share.
I heard a great analogy. You know, you talk about homeschooling, but how about we bring home back into school? You know, we pray at home. We have fellowship at home. Bring home back into school and put the things that make home great back into school. It's not real hard. I mean, you know, it's get rid of the DOE. You know,
right.
We know what to do. We know what our kids need.
Exactly. And I think the other thing is that what's great is I feel like teachers should be one of the highest paid professions on the planet.
No question.
Instead, we're paying Will Smith $20 million to go sit in a set when these teachers are getting paid $60,000 or whatever it is. And so my point is, now what you do is you incentivize homeschooling, you build cohorts, and now you can go out as a cohort or a family and find, because of technology these days, the best teachers on the planet in those particular subjects. Teacher now has got leverage in their business as a teaching entrepreneur, and now they can get paid a bunch of money. Teacher's doing really well. The kids are doing well. The family's restored. And oh my gosh, now we've got a revival and a restoration in our nation. And that is exactly, we all know that's what we need right now, is a massive, great awakening, restoration. Let's get to some phone calls here. Again, number if you want to call into the show, 800
228-0550. We're going to go to, let's see.
Like Grant's been
let's go to Grant. Grant, sorry for keeping you hold, but let's go to Grant and Bismarck. Grant, what's on your mind?
Well, this is, might sound kind of brutal, but if anyone's seen the movie Training Day with Denzel Washington, kind of plays a good cop, bad cop. And, you know, if you want to catch some of these wolves, you got to be a wolf, like he said. The problem with it is that now with George Floyd, none of these cops can kind of do some of that real hard investigative work and, you know, deter these criminals from doing, I mean, they're so emboldened right now that it doesn't matter what you do. They're going to just keep doing what they want to do until we all lose our freedoms because of a few bad apples. We're going to lose our freedoms of our right to protect ourselves with our guns legally. So we got to face the hard fact that it's a hard job to enforce the law, and you got to be behind your cops. And is there going to be some bad apples with cops? We all know that, but we're not perfect. We're all shooting for perfection, but we need to let them do their job and then prosecute whoever is misbehaving at whatever rate to the fullest extent of the law. But if we just continue to let everyone do this, we're going to just keep having tragedy after tragedy with our kids and stuff. And I mean, are we supposed to just keep every individual just say the heck with our due diligence of conceal and carry and just start carrying ourselves and whatever happens, happens? I mean, that's, it just feels like we're getting to like kind of the old West where everyone's just protecting themselves and whatever. So
Grant,
I don't know. I think that's something that has to happen.
Grant, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. A lot of great calls coming in here. I think we've got about a minute left, so I apologize. We're going to maybe have to continue this conversation tomorrow. Let's go to Trish. Is she in like the Alps in the Europe? Or Trish, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We got like 30 seconds.
Well, there's only one way to completely eliminate school shootings, and that's to close the schools and go to distance learning.
There you go.
That would invite Big Brother into your home, which would really not be good. There are some parents who discovered that during the COVID lockdowns. I was a homeschooler, too. And, yes, I feel my children got the best education. But I also know there are some parents who should not homeschool their children. They're not up to the task. But I love the idea of the money following the kids. Absolutely. Private education, school choice, that's critical.
Trish, thank you so much. I think that's something we've really got to focus in here on North Dakota as we head into this 2023 session. And maybe we need to start now about, okay, what's the conversation to start having school choice? And I think Arizona is a state that we could at least look at for a model. They've got a really good voucher system. And just imagine, you're a family, and now you've got this voucher of money that you can use to benefit your own son or daughter. Isn't that how it should be in the first place? Like, I don't understand how even God ever got away from that. I know. It's called voting. And Democrats, and you think about educators and administrators, how do they typically vote? Stick around. Much more coming up right after this.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it, or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust, Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court could overturn Roe today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News weighs in on the mob gathering in Washington, D.C. this hour.
Well, I think that we have a rule of law in this country, and you don't get to just have a mob descend on a Supreme Court justice's house or try to impede the operations of government because there may be a decision you don't like. That would be considered an insurrection.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators said on Sunday they had reached an agreement on a framework for gun safety legislation. The proposal would provide resources to states and Native American tribes to create and administer red flag measures, allowing the government to keep more weapons out of the hands of dangerous people. It would also allow those under 21 to buy guns, but with more scrutiny. Someone that buys a gun for someone else would also have penalties, and all 12 measures are being worked on. USA Radio News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Monday edition. I'll tell you what, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. The slippers are on sale, but I don't know how long, much longer they're going to be. $90 off right now. Now, these slippers, you think $90 off a pair of slippers. But these aren't, like, normal slippers. These aren't the cheapo slippers. These are like, slippers for a lifetime. And I'm not kidding you. They're like, I shout out to Red Wing boots all the time. And you buy a pair of Red Wing boots, you're going to own them for life. You buy a pair of my slippers, you're going to have them for life, man. The soles on these things are heavy. They're all weather for our part of the world. They have that impact gel and the memory foam in them, so they form to your feet. I have those low back ones, heavy suede, heavy stitch. You can just tell they're well made. They're going to last a long time. But you got to have the promo code SCOTT. S-C-O-T-T. You go to MyPillow.com, radio listener square right there on the homepage. Click that, do your shopping. Your promo code is always Scott. I don't know how long it's going to go, but right now the slippers are $90 off at MyPillow.com. Tell them the What's On Your Mind crew sent you.
Hey, Chris Berwick here sitting in for Scott Hennon today and What's On Your Mind today and tomorrow. Kevin, that was a brilliant read because you hit it out of the park when you're like, you're saying to yourself, because exactly what I said, wait, $90 for slippers? Like,
I know. Yeah.
Wait, huh? And you're saying $90 off. I'm like, okay.
But when you put them on and you wear them, you'll see what I'm talking about. They're like, think Uggs, but they are heavy, heavy duty.
Wow.
Yeah. I wore them all winter. I didn't care. I was out in the snow. It didn't matter.
If I had slippers, I would have the same kind of slippers that Ice Cube had in the show Friday. So...
I'm just saying. I just saw that.
You did?
Like a week ago.
Oh, it's such a great show.
That's funny.
All right, if you want to call in, we are waiting on Michael Howe. He's running for Secretary of State here in the great state of North Dakota. If you want to call into the show, please do so. Larry, we're going to get to you here in just a moment. But the number is 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. One of the things that we're talking about today, there's the red flag laws. They're going to be part of this new legislation. Potentially, the text isn't out yet, but that's something that if you're paying attention to, could erode, let's say, maybe that's the nicest word I can use, erode your constitutional rights. The other conversation we're having right now is, hey, what can we be doing to completely, and I mean forever, eradicate school shootings in the United States of America? One suggestion I came up with is, look, why don't we incentivize, use the voucher system for homeschooling or small cohort type of education. And again, to the teachers out there, I'm not saying that we want to completely get rid of educators. That's not the point. The point is to actually incentivize you guys to go out there and become outstanding educators, give yourself some leverage. You can actually make more money rather than less by educating more students. I think it's a win-win all the way around. You get rid of some of the bloat, i.e. the Department of Education, and
It's an uphill battle, though, because right now the Department of Education, and Kevin can run through some of these numbers if he wants, but they're just handing out money to different states, different districts, and you and I both know why. What happens when you hand out money to Democrat districts? You get more Democrat votes. So it's an uphill battle. Can we win it? Absolutely. Let's get to the phone calls here. We've got Larry in Bismarck. Larry, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to comment on the red flag laws. I believe, especially with the complainer being anonymous, that cannot be constitutional. I don't think. I'm not a lawyer, of course, but it just seems that would be very unconstitutional and challengeable in a court of law. And as far as the solution to school shootings, it's not gun control. It's getting rid of God control. And you guys mentioned it earlier, school shootings didn't happen when God was allowed in schools and government buildings. So that's our only hope for school shootings, the solution, and our only hope, frankly, for our nation.
Larry, thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Agree.
And it's so obvious to many of us is, look, we need a time of restoration in our nation. Some of you may call it a revival. I would call it the Great Awakening. It's just time for us to go back to God and say, okay, you know what? We know we've made some mistakes. I mean, I don't even like to touch on this topic because it turns my stomach, but the videos and the conversations I could play for you about what is happening to sexualize our kids in America is just stunning to me. And who said, oh, this is a great idea. Let's go talk to 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds about sexualizing young people. I can't fathom it, and yet that is a big part of the conversation, big part of the cultural influence. In fact, gosh, I was hoping to have it for today. Maybe I'll have it tomorrow. But if you're on Instagram, I would encourage you to check out their Instagram account for the Cartoon Network. You think Cartoon Network, I mean, can't get any more just benign than the Cartoon Network, right? No. When you see what they're putting on the Instagram account, you realize just how much of a spiritual battle you and I are in right now to restore our nation. Let's get to the phones. Again, if you want to call in, number 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Let's go to Jason. Looks like Pingin, North Dakota. Jason, welcome to the show. I got to hit a button here. What's on your mind, Jason?
Yeah, I'm from Pingin, North Dakota. I want to tell everybody in America and North Dakota how good your Green New Deal, their Green New Deal is going to be. We haul all the ash out of Spearwood, North Dakota. Texas can't keep up right now with their super wind power and all their Green New Deal stuff. So we're shipping our power across over there because, well, they have problems with energy because everybody wants to go to this Green New Deal. People in America better wake up and realize that we're gonna go back to gun smoke days. That's what they want. They don't want us to advance. They want us to go backwards. We're worse off now than we were in 1964, 1965. I don't quite understand why we're letting this go through.
Jason, thank you. So what I'm hearing you say is, hey, be ready for some brownouts, potential blackouts. So correct me if I'm wrong on that. And then also, so what do you think the end game is? Like, why are they doing this?
They don't want us to advance. The Democratic Party wants us to be in a breadline. Like my dad told me many years ago when I was a kid, I used to ride beside him in the truck every day, and he'd always say, we're going back to the breadline. The rich want to be rich. There's only going to be two classes, and the poor is going to be poor. They want to tell us what to do, and that's what they're working on right now. And that's exactly what's happening. And we're letting this go because we're not doing nothing about it. We can talk all we want on a talk show, but we need to wake up and start paying attention. They let everybody go to all this stuff. They want you to keep your mind off. They want to legalize marijuana, all these drugs. So you have no idea what's going on in this country. But some of us realize it, but it's going to be too late before too long.
You wonder why, I mean, why would people, you know, the elite or the people that the rich people or whatever, why would they crush commerce and crush capitalism, which is what made them where they are? It's head scratching. Like, wait a minute, You know,
are you talking about?
Well, be a globalist. You want to have a globalist economy. Yeah. You're going to kill the economy on the globe. What's your gain there? Power? You know, like maybe.
I was going to say, then people obviously are forced to go, hey, let me put in the bread line, and I can look like, if I only give you one option for food, I look like the hero, right? The other thing that we're not going to have time to get in today, but at some point, one of the fascinating things I've been reading about is this, is when you think back after World War II, and we had massive amounts of debt, what happened? Inflation. Inflation rose dramatically. Why? Because when you have a massive amount of debt and there is high inflation, it begins to eradicate the debt because the dollars aren't worth as much. So, again, a lot of this is being done purposeful. And Joe Biden's in Los Angeles, and he's talking to his donor class, which is a bunch of wealthy people in southern Los Angeles. And he says, hey, guys, just want you to know this inflation thing's probably going to be around for a while. Secretly, and maybe even outwardly, I wasn't in the room, but those people are clapping their hands. A lot of those guys own real estate. A lot of them are leveraged in real estate. They know that they've got the debt. It's being financed, and inflation's going up. Their dollar's becoming less valuable. It makes their debt less. And so they can go, great, I'm just making more money. Keep it going, Big Joe. What do I care?
As long as Joe keeps telling us exactly what's going on, I'm good.
There's a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
But the idea we're going to be able to click a switch, bring down the cost of gasoline is not likely in the near term, nor is it with regard to food.
Oh, good. Great. Okay.
81 million.
There's your leader.
81 million.
There he is, man.
All I can say to that is, let's get to the phones. 800-228-0550. 800-228. Rick out of Pelican Rapids, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Chris. Say, I had a comment about what I think needs to be done to help curtail violence in schools. It's easier to say than it is to do. Over and over again, and I'm going to refer to scripture. I know not everybody's a believer, but if just the believers would take a look at this, you would have a great impact. And that is, God tells us over and over again, take care of the fatherless among you. You touched on it earlier. It's broken families. Too many families don't have a father image in the home telling them what kind of citizen they need to be. So if you want to reduce it, and everybody here is capable of identifying some young boy, mostly boys, that are in trouble. Identify them by name, seek them out, become a father to them. You can do it. It's tough, but that's the answer.
Rick, great, great suggestion. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that. And I will say there's a great book out. I think we've talked about it before here on the show, but it's called The Fourth Turning. And that's where we're at right now. We are in what's called the fourth turning. It's kind of that winter time, right? Very tough, challenging time. And one of the things he mentions in that book, if you're going to get out of this fourth turning and do it well, just make sure that you're looking out for your neighbors, you're taking care of family. And that's where things are going. I don't want to put this out there. There's a person I follow on Telegram that seems to have some pretty good know in the intelligence community. He just put on Telegram, hey, get ready for bank runs. They're coming. Now, I don't know if that's true. Who knows? All I know is if you look at what's going on in the economy right now, you could make a pretty strong argument that what they're doing to debase our currency, it's not by accident, right? This is being done on purpose, one, because it will help eradicate the national debt the more inflation goes up. But two, are they planning the transition to a central bank digital currency? Many people, I think, could make that argument. We do not want that, just so you're clear. Bitcoin, other cryptos, those are fine. Yes, there's a lot of risk, but you can play that game if you want. The central bank digital currency, absolutely not, because they will control every... Oh, man, are we out already? We'll control every facet of your
Wrap
life.
It up!
Pam in Fargo, we're supposed to have a guest next segment. We'll see if that happens. If not, we'll come back to you. Number to call in, 800-228-0550. Stick around. Much more coming up.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back. Our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th in Bismarck.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then, we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime, not only in the new Buicks and GMCs, but over 25 used vehicles are in stock, clearly marked, priced and move. And most of those are also covered. Find out more online. All new 2022 Sierra 1500s are taking orders. They're coming in and they're going out just as soon as they come in. I mean, they are just outstanding. Check out all the details at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Chris Berg sitting in for Scott Henn, and he's over in Norway. What would we say earlier? He's joining the Kjevies and the
Fjords and the Kjevies and the the Chryslers and almost
enjoying life. We didn't even get to the Tesla thing. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow or here in a moment, because coming up tomorrow, I want to remind you, very, very important, North Dakota primary day. So if you haven't voted yet, please get out and vote. By the way, right here on AM 1100 The Flag, we're going to have coverage for you live starting at 7 p.m. to make sure you know exactly what's happening as the polls close. Tomorrow also is Flag Day, and it's President Trump's birthday. So it's perfect timing here because now we've got Jim, the flagpole guy, with us. Jim, you must just be super excited with what's going on tomorrow, my friend.
Well, it is a representation of a republic in democracy, and I am excited. You know, it was 1777 that the Second Continental Congress ratified the first Second Continental Congress at the time called Battle Flag. That was the original 13 colony flag in June 14th. And what I found after I became the flagpole guy is that one of my a lineage of this 4,000 name gave the blue of his jacket for the first Second Continental Congress battle flag that flew in that same year of August of 1777 that flew over Fort Schuyler. So I find it interesting that I actually am probably doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And what a day to be an American. And, you know, there is the primaries tomorrow. And I just like to voice my opinion, or actually my support for a gentleman friend of mine who's consulting our business. And he's, you know, he is running for District 8, Scott McCarthy, of, you know, he's Mike Berg and David Nearing ticket. And what I kind of found out by supporting them, I've kind of got in a hotbed over there. You know, there are three gentlemen who, I guess, didn't take no for an answer, but under state law, they were able to collect signatures and still be on the primary ballot. And, you know, I met Scott. I feel like he's a valuable influence for practical solutions to my needs as, you know, a high-tech, fast-paced, ever-changing world. He offers a stable, creative methodology for my business to launch and find the success that we desire. I find Scott to be even-tempered and a solid family man. He's associated with Mike Berg and David Nearing. The two gentlemen reflect the same ideals of practical, caring, family-first, successful at business, or concerned for the direction of the state of North Dakota. The redistricting has revealed their powerful, passionate candidates who desire to move our state forward. State law allows for their ability to collect signatures and run on the ballot. You know, this has been done before, and actually Doug Burgum and Senator Kevin Cramer both were not picked at their local first round, and then they ended up winning their primaries. This does create tension within the party and reveals how passionate office seekers can be. It also reflects the temperaments of the candidates and the citizens who support them. As a passionate business owner, I can self-identify with the need to weed through my dreams without alienating those who I desire to influence. After meeting these three candidates, I agreed to support them as they exhibited the ideals I desire for my state, my country. But I would be remiss if I did not discuss the main rub between the two factions. We seem to have who both seem to be conservative in nature. The support given to Nearing, McCarthy, and Berg by the Dakota Leadership Pact, seemingly influenced by Doug Burgum. This influence is concerning to some, and I guess I can understand that. But from what I understand, the McCarthy and Nearing Berg ticket, they did receive some support from that PAC, but they didn't ask for it. But I guess everybody has their favorites, and there is some argument as to whether or not the executive branch should be trying to influence the legislation branch. But what I have expressed to all is I demand in myself and those who wish to hold the responsibility office is the protections against all enemies, foreign and domestic. A veteran, myself, the son of a vet who participated in the Bay of Pigs, and the grandson of two World War II vets, I demand accountability for the preservation of our individual rights and citizens as a republic. I'm deeply concerned about the outside monies of any communist influence in our state and country, and I'm really just troubled that up in Grand Forks they're thinking of allowing the communists to have another business up there, but that's my opinion. I'm asking each of us to self-reflect before our God and get right personally first, and then take an honest look at who we wish to represent us. And when you hold office, you remember what got you there and represent the ideals that made this country great. I'm praying, Jim, for the primaries tomorrow, and I'm praying that the right people will be voted in.
Exactly. Jim, the flagpole guy, on the eve of Flag Day. So great to hear from you, sir, and thank you very, very much for all that you do to take a stand for liberty and sovereignty. Let's continue to make North Dakota the freest place on the planet. All right, this is Chris Bergson for Scott Hennen. We'll be back tomorrow for Flag Day, President Trump's birthday, and the primary. Have a great day.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.